Well, Tony, yesterday's statement seems to have drawn a line under the Sino Berahino saga.
Yeah, obviously it's the response from the chairman, having got Sido. Sido came in and seen him and spoke to him, and like I said before, I'm absolutely convinced, and I think the sensible people in football will agree with me, for a window still to be running when the season started is complete and utter nonsense, because it just disrupts everything. The window should close and the football season should start, and then everybody can talk about the football.
You have taken him out of the firing line in recent weeks. How confident now are you of his mental state moving forward?
Well, we'll see. He's a footballer. That's what Sido gets paid for, is to play football. And, I do understand and feel sorry for him and for everybody who's wrapped up. It's not just Sido. It's happening at other clubs as well, who get wrapped up in the situation where, there's press, agents, everything that surrounds it, in blowing in their ears and taking them away from exactly what they should be concentrating on at this time of the year, and that's their football club and them playing football.
Have you had a chance to speak to him in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I've spoken to Side and I'll have a chat with him again today.
The conversation with the chairman, I understand you probably wouldn't have been too privy to, but can you give us the nuts and
bolts? No, I wasn't in there, so I haven't got a clue. You'll have to ask the chairman.
Sido, moving forward, you've said in the past that you've had no trouble with him, and are you confident that that will remain the case?
I'll speak to Sido about that, and then we'll see.
In terms of moving forward now, Tony, does it affect your business in the transfer window that Sido is still here?
Oh, I don't know. We've got 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is, to get the players we want in. We know what players we want. We know what positions we want to bring in, and we have to do some business. And that's what we're all trying to do. We're all trying to push forward to get the business done as quickly as we possibly can.
But are you expecting a busy one right to the death?
We need a busy one.
Both in and out?
Well, I'm not sure about what's going to happen outwards, but inwards we certainly need to be busy.
Right. In terms of your start to the season, how do you assess it now, you're a few games in?
Well, it's been a difficult start. To play Chelsea and Man City at home, two home games, is always going to be tough. They're most probably the best two teams over the past 5 years in the Premier League. So we could have had an easier home start with those two games. But we've gradually got better. I thought we were better on Sunday against Chelsea than what we had been in any of the previous games. But we need players. We need players in certain areas. Otherwise, we will struggle. And, that's the bottom line.
Given what you've said about your thoughts on the transfer window, new players in, is it almost a chance to start the season afresh once the international break is out the way and new players are in?
Well, it's been as disruptive an opening season that I've had and been involved in lots of respects. And that's, it doesn't help with the transfer window and all the stuff that's going on.
What about the game? Stoke, that's going to be a hell of a game for you.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been back. What is it, 2 years now that I left, or 3 years, whatever it is. Time goes so quickly. But I'll enjoy it. I'll enjoy going back. It's a wonderful place. It's been, I had a great two spells there. One with the Icelandic contingent that people seem to forget a little bit about. But that was very, very important in lots of ways for the club. And then going back a second time with Peter Coates, and working very closely to him, with him, to, put something in place that, I think everybody, is proud of now, which is lovely.
3 points, though, during that 90 minutes is all on your mind.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Don't worry about that. Once the game gets going, I'll be desperate to win that game.
What have you been worried about? What has worried you about your performances? You battled away to a point at Stoke. Is it the lack of goals? Because you've created one or two chances.
No, I think against Man City, if you we're talking about Sido, just take Sido, the chance that Sido missed against Man City to bring us back into the game, the chance Sido missed against Watford to win us the game, and we had really good opportunities. Morrison's missed the penalty against Chelsea to put us in front. We've had opportunities, we've not taken some of them, and some of them been pretty fair opportunities for professional people to take. But that's the way it goes at times. But like I say, it's been a disruptive season, or start to a season. And, generally because of the one thing that other people have been talking about, and that is away from what we should all be talking about, that's football.
The the football, but you've said on every occasion about players coming in, you needed a fresh blood.
Yep.
How difficult is it for you now, when you're so many weeks into the season and you're going to get players in who'll take time to adjust, and yet every point's a prisoner? How difficult is it?
That's no different to what I've been doing for the last how many years. It's tough. This job's tough. I'm confident if we get the players in that we'll be okay and we'll push forward.
Two players that have been mentioned going out. I know you said you weren't sure, but last night there was talk of Anachibi to Derby, and Neil Clement was mentioning it, who's Paul Clement's brother, so we may be adding two and two and it may be five, but nevertheless, that's what he was saying. And I wondered if there was any thought, and maybe Jolyon Lescott de Villa. Have you any thoughts on that?
Those deals, if there's deals to be done, let's wait until the deals are done and then we'll talk about them.
With all the talk about Berahino, is it right for us to speculate he'll play against Stoke?
Well, I'll have a good chat with Saido today when he comes in. We're not training until this afternoon. We're giving him, obviously, we've had, it's a three-game week, and it's a week where we've played Sunday and Tuesday. So we've given him a little bit more rest in time. And we're open this afternoon. When we bring him in, we'll be able to get things going and moving. We won't be doing too much, but it'll give me an opportunity and a chance then to talk to Saido.
Have you been surprised that the chairman won this battle with Tottenham?
Well, I'm not sure anybody has won anything. I think if you look at it, it's the losers have been us and the player in lots of respects. But that's because of the transfer window, and that's because the transfer window is running in line with the football season, and that shouldn't happen. That is absolutely if this was a more celebrated manager saying this, people might take some notice. But it's wrong. I think the transfer window should run when the football season starts. It should be all over and done with. You know, the agents, the players, the clubs will have sorted their business out just the same in pre-season or close season as what they do now. The problem we've got and the problem that quite a few clubs have got is that you just get it intertwines and it causes problems. And I think we've been at the forefront right from the first minute, and we'll be there till the last minute.
Do you think there would have been a problem with Saido, irrespective of the transfer window being open or not?
No, not really. I think Saido's been absolutely fantastic. I think that the time that Saido's been a little bit unsettled has been the transfer window time. When I first came into the football club, I found him difficult, but that was during the transfer window. As soon as the transfer window closed, then we were fine. He got his head down, played, scored goals and did terrifically well. And, you know, like I say, it opens up again and there's people blowing in his ear. We don't know who, we don't know how many. And unfortunately, it affects the lad. And he's only a young lad, and I don't think he should be put through this.
His goals are crucial to West Brom, aren't they?
Well, he played really well last year, scored lots of goals for us. And, you know, that's something special in the Premier League. And, you know, the situation with that is that if he stays, it'll be brilliant. If he doesn't, then we have to go out and find someone who'll score those goals or help us score.
I suppose really now for Saido, once the window closes, and we must remember it's not closed yet, but once the window closes, just get on with it and score some goals for the Baggies, I suppose.
When he's settled and he's away from all the people who are feeding around him, then he's quite a genuine lad. You know, and but he's very inexperienced, and it's like I say, it's wrong that someone that young should have so many people telling him so many different things.